Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To short. That should do it. Cardinals, a big win. 8-2 over the Cubs. They pick up a game in the standings. Power and pitching, the recipe tonight.
4-2 run home runs, beating the Cubbies at their own game, and it was all started by Matthew Liberatore. 7 strong in this one. The bullpen, 2 scoreless. That was a great way to get things started against your rival Cubs.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the final call from St. Louis TV, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, and we appreciate it. And let's bring in friend of the program, Bernie Miklas, one of the great writers in America, for God's sake, and he appears regularly on KMOX, and he writes columns and does video commentaries for St. Louis Sports Central, and appears on Cardinal Territory with videos, podcasts twice a week. Bernie, good morning. How are you?
I mean, you know, when Dusty Rhodes texted me, you know, and asked me, come on, I was really, really happy. I just smiled to see his name. It's been way too long, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you.
Yeah, we love talking to you. And we should say Bernie joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bernie, I find this amusing, but I know it's hot as blazes out, and it's humid and it's dangerous, but the crowd wasn't up to snuff, according to our resident Cub fans here.
A lot of empty seats.
To watch the game, yeah.
Oh, it was a small crowd. I mean, it was like 27,000 plus tickets sold, and I think there were no shows on top of that. So I don't know. There was actually 27,000 plus in the ballpark. It's been an issue for the Cardinals. I mean, the fans have turned on Bill DeWitt. They despise John Mozeliak, who has been running the baseball operation since 2008. And you know, they don't think the Cardinals spent enough money. They don't, you know, they're just mad about everything. And to me, the interesting thing about this is, if you watch the Cardinals play, this is the kind of team, just in their style, their energy, their aggressiveness, you know, their fearlessness, all that kind of stuff. This is the kind of team that Cardinals fans traditionally purport to love and embrace. But everyone just decided, you know, when a lot of people decided, like last winter when the Cardinals, Mozeliak stupidly came out with like 23 different messages about what the season was going to be like. And I think the fans assumed that they were just going to kind of tank the season just to play young players. You know, they try to trade Arenado and this and that.
Right.
But this is like a really nice surprise, and it's a very entertaining team. And I'm a little mystified why there hasn't been a better response to it. I mean, like, I've always believed this, and I'm sorry to go on so long. You know, if you want to be mad at ownership, fine. If you want to be mad at the front office, fine. If you don't like the manager, fine. Well, why are you taking it out on the players? I mean, they have nothing to do with this, right?
Right. I mean, that's a fair question. It was just very startling to see as many empty seats for the first time the Cubs played the Cardinals this year. But I understand the weather contributed and what you just described as well.
Sure.
How legit are the Cardinals? How surprised are you that they're there? And can they stick around and threaten the Cubs?
You know, it's a great question, and we're still waiting for the answer. They've been very, very streaky, and I won't run through the whole season, but, I mean, they go through these stretches where they're great, and then they go through these stretches where you're like, oh, well, I guess they're not that good, just like now. And then all of a sudden they rise up again. I mean, they've won 7 out of 9, 6 out of 7, and I don't think they're going to go away. I don't know that they have the horsepower to stay in this thing as far as the division title. I think they have the horsepower to at least lurk in the wild card race. But the pitching solid, bullpen solid, the offense has been coming alive. So they're really interesting mix of talent because, and I know this word gets overused a lot, but it's true. I mean, the Cardinals are very resilient. I mean, nothing seems to get them down. It's young, it's a pretty young team, and they just keep coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. So it's a much more fascinating and compelling season than I thought it would be. I thought it would be just kind of mucking around, you know, well, maybe they can finish 500 type of season, and they've certainly been better than that.
Yeah, they, I think we all feel pretty surprised by how good they have been. What's your take on the Cubs? The Cubs came out and looked like they were going to put the division away, and now here it is. They've lost 4 of 5. They've struggled a little bit with some pitching issues. And Shota Imanaga comes back on Thursday, but what's the perception of what has gone or how things – only 3.5 games ahead of both the Cardinals and the Brewers.
Yeah, you know, the perception is mixed. I think people are saying the Cardinals fans, wherever they live, you know, they have an aversion to the idea that the Cubs will be this runaway train. I mean, nobody wants to concede that. Very few want to concede that. I keep saying I think the Cubs will get a pitcher at the deadline or before right. the deadline, and they'll straighten out some of their issues, and they're really poised to have a fantastic finish. So I think there's at least a percentage of Cardinals fans that think the Cardinals can still chase the Cubs down. I'm very skeptical of that. But for them to be – they were 7 games out a little while ago, and then for them to be 3.5 and crawling back into this thing, it's pretty interesting because once the Cardinals fell out by 7, I mean, I thought, okay, well, they can still have a good season, but bye-bye Cubs. They're gone, you know. So that turned out to be false, so I was wrong about that one. Hey, can I give you guys a stat real quick?
Please.
All right, Ali Marmol, if you would listen to the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals, is the stupidest, worst, hideous, most hideous manager in the history of baseball, right? Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like he's incompetent. He has no idea what he's doing. They should have fired him, blah, 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 blah. Since the start of last season, Craig Counsell is 3.5 games better than Ali Marmol on the standings. If you take the standings last year, this year so far, Counsell's only won 3 more games than Marmol.
Wow.
No, it's true because they were both 83-79 last year, and then you have a situation where, you know, it's 3.5 games out now, and I don't think enough people realize that. So either Counsell is really bad, and by the way, I don't think he is. I think he's very good. Or maybe Marmol's a lot better than he gets credit for. You know, he took that team that, you know, when the bottom fell out after Pujols and Molina left, they had that 91-loss season in 2023. This team has absolutely overachieved since then, since the start of last season. I'm not saying they're great, but the guy must be doing something right. But that's one of the fetishes down here. You know, he's the worst manager that in the history of our beloved game, our national pastime.
So real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He has also a contract that probably isn't what Craig Counsell's is. He's definitely not getting $8 million a year. Half that, Bernie? Is he?
Right.
Is that?
He's. I don't know what he makes. I wouldn't think it would be more than a couple million. And, you know, the other thing I would point out about just the Cardinals in general, but also specifically the manager. I mean, listen, I know in Chicago there's people feel that the Ricketts family maybe should be more committed and spend more money, whatever. But in terms of payroll size, the Cardinals and the Cubs, I mean, the Cubs have just, like, spent a massive amount of more dollars on payroll than the Cardinals have the last couple of years. You see what I'm saying? So Marmol is at a really distinct disadvantage here, you know, and so I just find that whole thing fascinating.
Hmm. Bernie, if things, you know, we've been talking about this idea that the Cubs got to make a trade. I know that St. Louis and Chicago would never make a deal, but I'm wondering, there might be six teams that are out of the playoffs and look like they're ready to make a deal. That's it. And we don't know when that is going to separate, or even if that's, if we get toward the trade deadline, will there be teams that hang on to players? Like, it's very difficult to make the decision to trade, because you're always in the wild card. As long as you don't get too far out, you feel like, yeah, we got as good a shot as anyone. Are you surprised there isn't more separation and there aren't more teams that know what they're going to do come trade deadline time?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick to just the National League. I think the National League's loaded with a lot of really good teams. I mean, if you think about it, even some of the teams that don't have great records, like Atlanta, for example,
right,
there's a lot of talent there, right? I mean, Colorado stinks, a couple other, Miami stinks, but and Pittsburgh stinks, but gosh, they have Paul Skenes. But the thing of it is, the wild card race is just going to be crazy. And I think a lot of teams will be upgrading. So I don't know how to answer the separation question, yeah, because I think the NL is so loaded with good teams compared to the American League. And I think that, I think we're going to see a lot of action, because I think a lot of teams in the National League have convinced themselves they can get in the tournament. I think the Cardinals are kind of waffling a little. I don't think they want to sacrifice any of their future to win now. So they're probably going to be straddling that line a little bit. I would expect them to get some help, but it wouldn't be anything dramatic. I think we're all looking at the Cubs to do something dramatic, however.
Bernie, we got a minute left. How is Wilson Contreras doing?
I think he's doing great. He got off to a terrible start, first five, six games or whatever. But he's been hitting, and he's emerged as like a team leader. I mean, these young guys love him because he's so fiery and he's so intense and he's also a lot of fun. And they love his emotion. I mean, they love him just going off. He got into a thing with Reese Hoskins a couple weeks ago. And, I think he kind of fuels the energy. The energy was already high, but I think he fuels it even more. And I think he's really happy here. He didn't want to leave. He had a chance to request a trade, and he said, no, I want to help this team get through this. I want to be one of their guys. So some Cardinals fans still don't like him. I don't know whether it's the Cubs factor or not, but I don't know why they wouldn't like him. I mean, he's doing a really good job for them.
Who's the young guy they're bringing up? Aren't they bringing up a pitcher for tonight?
McGreevy?
Well, Michael McGreevy is a first-round draft choice. I forget what year it was, but they haven't used him much, but every time he starts, he does a heck of a job, so you'll see what he looks like tonight. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be really good. He's a really smart pitcher, so we'll see what happens. But other than the Dodgers scoring three runs on him in one inning, I mean, people haven't really laid much of a glove on him this year or last year. It's just we haven't seen enough of him. I think he should be in the rotation now.
Great stuff. Thanks so much, Bernie. Good catching
nice
up
with you. Nice talking to you, Bernie. Thank you.
Awesome. I loved it. Take care, guys.
That is Bernie Miklas from St. Louis. We have some breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news on the Score. Brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Love Wildfire. Love it.
Love the strawberry
Chuck
rhubarb
Garfine.
Pie.
Chuck Garfine. How about this? This is Chuck on Twitter X, whatever. White Sox have agreed to terms on a minor league contract with right-handed pitcher Noah Syndergaard. He has reported to the complex in Glendale, last pitch in the majors with the Dodgers and the Guardians in 2023.
Excellent. Take a chance. Low risk. Medium reward.
I mean, look, they're going to be getting rid of pitchers. They're going to be trading somebody.
Produce and flip.
Right?
Do whatever. You need guys to eat innings on a team like this. Noah Syndergaard, come on down.
That's pretty wild.
It is.
I always wanted them to get Noah Syndergaard.
Now, if
just not in 2025.
Sox can get Syndergaard. Can the Cubs get DeGrom?
I think it's a little different.
No? Okay. Maybe.
You're making deals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.